The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Allowing yourself to just connect with yourself in this moment. How are you? How are you from the inside? Not as if you were looking down on yourself, but just from the inside, how does it feel to be in this body with this mind, with these thoughts or mind states or moods? And it can be helpful, especially at the beginning of a period of meditation, in checking in with how you are. If you're noticing any tension anywhere, or even if you're not, it can be useful to just check in and see if there can be some relaxation. See if the body and mind can relax. Even if there is a feeling of relaxation, sometimes there can be a little more relaxation. And so exploring that possibility. Maybe the body can relax. The face, the head, the neck, shoulders, maybe they can relax. Arms and hands. Chest and upper back. Maybe that area can relax. Across the stomach and abdomen, middle and lower back. Maybe that too can relax. The hips relax, maybe. Legs and feet relax. And then sometimes too in the exploration of physical relaxation, there can be a checking in, maybe more deeply inside the body, there can be a relaxation. Maybe the inside of the throat can relax. Maybe the heart can relax. Maybe the stomach and the intestines can relax. As the body relaxes, even just a little bit, if there's even a little bit of relaxation, it's supportive, a supportive condition for our ability to be present. It supports our mind to be able to relax a little bit. And maybe too, there can be a letting go of ways there might be any holding in the mind, any tension in the mind. seeing if there can be a softening of worries, concerns about the past, the future, the present. Maybe the mind can relax. And as there may be some relaxation of mind, quite naturally, with the body and mind relaxing, our natural capacity to recognize what's happening in the present moment is more easily available. Sometimes, as we relax the body and the mind, we can just very naturally notice awareness is already here, receiving experience. Recognizing awareness and what is happening. Starting by just receiving, rather than aiming or directing the mind towards any particular experience, noticing what is easy, what is already, what is awareness already aware of, as if you were kind of an analogy for the practice sometimes might be a naturalist sitting in nature. And a naturalist just sits quietly and observes what comes up, not necessarily moving around and looking for things or trying to find things, but just what's presenting itself today. In a similar way, our mindfulness can be curious about what's already here. With this curiosity about what's already here, inclining towards or seeing if it might be possible to have an allowing attitude about what's here, whether pleasant or unpleasant, that's what's here. I'm curious about it. There are definitely times when things are coming up, and there is some resistance or wanting something to be different, wanting something to happen, wanting something to stop happening. And rather than trying to change that into allowing, what allowing means in that situation is noticing, oh, there's something happening and I want it to change. Wanting it to change is happening. Then we step into allowing again. That's what's happening in this moment. What does it feel like? What is that experience of being present with experience and wanting it to be different, allowing that. And so if there's ever a sense of non-allowing, again, rather than trying to change non-allowing into allowing, stepping back, allowing the non-allowing. That too is an arising. A resistance is an arising that can be known, held with mindfulness and curiosity. What's this resistance? Opening to your human experience. Receiving what is already happening. Receiving with this very sensitive instrument. Our senses contacted, resonate when contacted, and that is felt. Even thoughts arising in the mind have a resonance that can be felt. Exploring that resonance of sensations, ripples, from the inside, being with experience. Sometimes the receiving side of practice, the receptive quality, just allowing what's here to be here and receiving that. For some, that can feel very restful, easeful. And if that's the case for you, simply continuing that exploration. For some, perhaps less familiar with that approach, it might be helpful to lightly choose a specific experience such as the breath. And connect with that experience. Perhaps exploring receiving that area of experience. Instead of trying to look at it, being with that experience, receiving the breath. receiving whatever it is in this moment. In choosing to receive a particular area of experience, to perhaps narrow the field of what we're attending to, there will be times that other experiences outside of that chosen field will show up. And that's okay. You don't have to try to prevent that. You can simply stay with the chosen area, the breath, and allow those other experiences to happen around it. Allowing that connection with a particular area of experience to support staying present. And that staying present can then begin to include more and more of what is happening in the present moment.